It's a happy surprise.
Blog Talk Radio.
We do have a $20 gift card to get that fairway fixed. All right, man.
I actually really appreciate it.
All right.
Cops say they'd prefer not to hand out tickets for busted lights or things like that. It's much nicer to hand out $20 gift cards towards getting things fixed.
The reactions are the reward. It makes you feel good.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
What are your 2022 business goals? Simplified IT? More security? Dell Technologies has the expertise to help you. From transforming your digital workspaces to providing comprehensive end-to-end IT solutions. Get high-performance computers featuring Windows 11 Pro with powerful hardware-based security and savings up to 45% during Dell's New Year event sale. Get special financing through Dell Financial Services. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to thrive in your everyday life. Everyday people can do extraordinary things, right? Do you think that your experience in daily life are one of spiritual promise? It just may be so. You never know what your light will bring to yourself and to others. Especially nowadays where it's really scary out there, people are frightened. They don't know where to go or who to talk to. Pace of life can be really challenging, and we could all use some more tools to focus on peace and living in our society. Well, you are in for a special treat. My guest today is Reverend Dr. Amy Cox. She's a priest, a parent, and a policy scholar, discovering the dance steps to life, according to her Twitter. Thank you for coming on this show, Amy. Can I call you Amy, or should I call you Reverend Amy?
You're welcome to call me Amy, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Your example of living, daily tools and living are an attraction to me, and I'm so appreciative that you decided that you would come on the show today.
Thank you. Great
now,
to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Could you give the listeners a little more information about you? I mean, a priest, a parent, and a scholar, a policy scholar. Tell me more information and how you became, how you got on the path you're on.
Well, it's true. There's a nice alliteration there with all the P's, but I am a killer job, and I am an ordained Episcopal priest as well. So what does that mean? I direct an office of research at a state agency, a state government agency, and we do research and data. We do the empirical number crunching that has to do with trying to advance public policies. And before that, I worked at a policy think tank and did similar kinds of things. So that our laws and policies might be based on sort of the best information that we can have available and might become more just and more useful and more effective. And at the same time, I'm also an ordained Episcopal priest. So that means that I have been recognized and educated and trained and formed by the Episcopal Church to be a ministry leader and a pastoral presence and a focal point to try and do the work of the church in our world today. And I balance both of these things with the parts of my life that are not about professions, but about family. And I am a proud parent and step-parent and aunt and sister, and all of those things really inform each other in my work. They're very intertwined. They're not, even before the pandemic, when we had more boundaries between work and weekends or daytime and evening, they're all informing each other in my day-to-day living on a regular basis.
Wow. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you today, is because you live a life that is influenced by many different things. And within all of those different areas of your life, I don't think that I heard you say that you were married, though.
I am. I am a wife as well. Yeah, that should have been in there in that family relationships. Yeah, it is. And relationships are such a good example of why all of our lives are intertwined, right? Because relationships are the places where we practice all of these things. We don't live a theoretical life. We live a life in relationship with our spouse, in relationship with our children, in relationship with our friends, in relationship with our boss or our coworkers. And that is where we have the most, some of the biggest rewards and some of the biggest challenges to try and live out our values.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so how did you get, so you finished all your academic career and then you went into the priesthood. I happen to know you, so I know that this is true.
This is true. And, it was interesting. I was in my last almost year, about year of graduate school. I was in graduate school getting a PhD in sociology, and that's a 6-year journey, and I was in my last year of it, and I was struggling, and I had a spiritual experience that was very otherworldly, and that said, I know you're struggling now, but don't fret in this struggle. The longer term plan is also for you to be a priest. This PhD is not the only part of your future. And I want to speak to that for a moment, because I have great appreciation and empathy for people who are atheist or agnostic, because in many ways in our sort of post-Enlightenment society, it's very easy to be discouraged about the spiritual structures that are out there, the church and other structures, and very easy to think that, this idea of a spiritual life is crazy. One has never had striking spiritual experiences. It is even easier to have those thoughts. And for me, I haven't really had that that choice in a way. There have been moments in my life, some strong, like the one I just mentioned, and some much more subtle, where it was very, very evident to me in a way that I could not even begin to argue with, that there is more than what we see and taste and hear and touch in this world. There is something bigger and beyond us. And so when I had that spiritual experience, it wasn't the first one I'd had, but it was one of the strongest, and it was very much the kind of thing you can't ignore. But if you haven't had those, it makes sense in a way why it would all seem a little crazy. So I finished that PhD program and then eventually went on to seminary and became a priest as well, even though I was already in the social science world.
What a story, a scientist who becomes a priest. Wow. And your talk of the spiritual experience, I love the way that you frame that for people who, have not had spiritual experiences. And I have had several. And they have knocked me on my butt, so to speak. Like, did this really happen? And so this is a great time for a break. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And me, guest host Dr. Lisa, and my wonderful guest, Reverend Dr. Amy Cox, who is a priest, a parent, and a policy scholar, discovering the dance steps to life and helping others do the same. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will explore more about this fascinating subject. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, a fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story is about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. These intuitive healers studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
We're We're back. We're back on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And my guest, Reverend Dr. Amy Cox, who is a priest, a parent, and a policy. Before we continue, we were just talking about your spiritual experience. Can you tell everyone, how could they contact you if they wanted to make a comment or say something about our talk today? How could they contact you?
Well, I have a Twitter and an Instagram that are both public. I would say I'm not super active on social media, but I'd be glad to put that information out there. My Twitter is Amy G. Cox, all one word, at Amy G. Cox, and my Instagram is Preach Amy, PreachAmy.
Awesome. So we were just talking about your spiritual experience, and you're a scientist who had a spiritual experience, and that you were talking about that, that's how you came into the priesthood. And one of the things that I really admire about you is once you became a priest, you always seem to lean into hard topics. And the one that comes up for me, you're an advocate for those who can't speak for themselves. You seem to always lean into how do we be better, including yourself. You use yourself as an example. And what's coming up for me is when Ferguson happened. And can you talk about, like, how do you have the courage to talk about things that are hard topics?
Thanks for that question. That's a good question. Well, let me say that I was formed as a priest at a marvelous parish in Southern California, All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena. The former rector there, George Regas, who has since passed away, used to say, you should prepare your sermon with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. And that really, really resonated with me sitting in the pew before I was a priest, because I had and still have a strong passion for current events and the things happening in the world that are affecting people. And in particular, where injustice is happening in the world and where justice is growing in the world. And so when he said that, it was very almost comforting to me, that this idea that the church is part of the world. It is not a separate entity. It's separate in the sense that in its best moments, it's an example to the world, although, as we all know, there are many, many moments where it is not an example to the world. But it is a part of the world. And so to preach in one hand and lean into those hard topics is really a calling for me. I feel an imperative to do that because I need the guidance and the hope and the suggestions and the direction of something greater than me to navigate all of those hard topics in the world. And so when I'm preaching, when I have a Bible passage, I'm always looking to see what happened that week or that day, and first I have to unpack that Bible passage. They were written at different times for a whole different society with a different set of values that was primarily farming, and I have to make sense of what the passage even means, and then wrestle with, well, how can that help me with Ferguson or climate change or the Me Too movement, or the list goes on and on and on, the pandemic currently, of course. So how do I lean into those hard topics? Because I need to lean into those hard topics.
Well, yes. We all do need what you're describing. At the same time, we don't all speak up. Like, that you're called to speak about injustices. I mean, when I was there when you preached on Ferguson, and it was a primarily European-American congregation, and I think people were a bit shocked.
Yeah, I think that, and it was before George Floyd, so there was less racial awareness at the time. Not that there was none, but there was less. You know, I remember one time, I remember that sermon and someone saying, thanking me for the courage. And I thought, huh, that kind of surprised me, because in a way it was courageous, right, to talk about racism in a primarily, in an almost exclusively white European American context. And at the same time, it wasn't courageous, because it was what was in front of us. I mean, it was what was happening. How could I not, right? I remember I was on deck to preach the Sunday after the horrific Pulse, the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And how could I not talk about that? I mean, we were all grieving it, and to ignore it, to ignore the devastation happening in Ferguson, to ignore the life that had been taken, is to stick our head in the sand. And that is not that I don't want to also stick my head in the sand. Let me say that. Like, I get overwhelmed regularly by the work in front of us to do, by the news, regularly. And so the impulse not to look at it is an impulse I also very much appreciate. And I think we have to be judicious. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to have a community. We have to do many things in order to be able to not stay hiding from the things that are hard.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. And so what tips would you have for someone who's listening? You know, there's many challenges happening right now. And like I said before, when you go to, you are very, there is never a time that you preach that I have seen or have heard that you don't talk about what we can do today. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, I really think people go to church for hope and for community and for, for hope and for community, for lots and lots of reasons, of course, but those are common themes. And how do we have hope if we don't have an action to take? Otherwise, it's just theoretical, right? It's like, it's seeing God as a superhero who will come and save the day or something. But that isn't my experience of how God works very often. And so the much more often, my experience is that we are part of creating and co-creating the world in an ongoing fashion. And as Sister Joan Chittister said, reclaiming the Garden of Eden an inch at a time. And so having an action. So for me, I need that sermon to not only unpack what the Bible script, the scripture we just read, but then also to make sense of it for our life today, and then to give me something I can do to advance that love and healing and justice in the world. You know, preachers talk a lot about love. Fear is justice. And that's not my idea. I think it's Martin Luther King's and probably other people's as well. And so when we're working on trying to apply those lessons of scripture in our daily lives, they often have interpersonal, in those relationships again that I said at the beginning, interpersonal application. What can I do with this, with the people nearest to me? And they often have sort of community. And by community, I mean both the individual church community, the national community, the global community, your state community. They have community application too. So, and no one person is supposed to fix it. It's not about that. It's about all of us taking actions that move the work forward.
I love that. I love that, the collective we. Well, it's time for a break. Thank you so much. You're listening to Dr. Lisa on the Dr. Pat Show, the talk radio to thrive by. We come back, we'll continue to talk about how to develop our own personal hope with Reverend Dr. Amy Cox. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out. You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford-Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes. So live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Thank you.
We are back on the Dr. Pat Show with me, Dr. Lisa. Talk radio to thrive by. And we have Reverend Dr. Amy Cox here talking about finding your spiritual walk within. Dr. Amy, or Reverend Dr. Amy, can you tell us where people could look for you or look for your sermons or look for things about you?
Sure. You know, I don't have a website, although it's been suggested that maybe I put one up. If I do, I'll put it on my Instagram, Preach Amy, or on my maybe on my Twitter. I would probably keep it really on the Instagram. My Twitter is Amy G. Cox. So if people wanted to contact me, they could certainly do so in those places.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we were talking about hard topics, and I know that I have been witness to. I have witnessed so many things that you have brought up from preaching about different things. So we may have like the prodigal son story and all these different parables, but at the end you always have this like to do right now. And so I'm just wondering, two questions. First, for people who are not involved in church, who are, we'll talk about them a little bit in the next session, like, what do they do? They may be listening and say, well, I don't have that community. Like, what do I do? So that we'll talk about that coming up. But what are some of those nuggets that at the end of your sermon, there is always something for people to do? There's always an action step. And I heard you say, you take some kind of action. Action is hope, and we co-create in this world. So do you have any examples for our listeners to take away today?
Well, I think there are a lot of them, and it's a really good question, because I think that especially in our sort of 21st century life of social media, it's very easy to, you know, click like or share something or, and nothing changes, right? Like maybe there's a little bit more awareness, but probably not a lot more awareness given the way the algorithms parse people into only seeing their own community anymore, people who like think like them. And so what can we do that's beyond, you know, clicking the like button or the share button of the pithy meme? And I like a pithy meme just as much as anybody else. But when after I see it and laugh, well, what do I do then, you know? I think that something is always better than nothing. And that is an obvious thing maybe to say. In the world of math, we note that any number, no matter how small, is infinitely greater than zero. And so taking an action is the more important thing than taking the perfect action. So I would definitely recommend that listeners not spend too much time deliberating. You can always write your government representatives. This actually really matters. You can write your local representatives. You can write your state representatives. You can write your national representatives. And someone reads those letters. It's usually a staffer. But I will tell you that when they get a lot of communication around one area, they notice. And yes, politics, especially at the federal level, are very, very partisan right now, and there are great, great divides. Having speaking up in those ways, especially when multiple people do it, does make a difference. And it also makes a difference for you. Because now you're not hiding your head. Now when I'm writing a letter, I'm taking that one action that might be the thing that keeps me from despair about what's going on. Even if the result doesn't change, it has now kept me from despair. And that right there is an impact, right? Mm-hmm. So that is always a possibility. Protests are also really useful actions. There's a lot of scholarship that over the course of history, you know, protests make change. Didn't change this thing right now. It didn't change this thing this year. But I think last year's racial justice protests, particularly around Black Lives Matter and racism that members of the African-American community experience on a daily basis across all institutions in our society, not only the justice system, have made a difference. They have made a difference. We see it all the time. It is the pushback we see. It is the advancements that we see. But racism is a topic of conversation and a topic of legislation in a way today that it was not 2 years ago. And that is the result of those protests. That is what is the result of. And there are many other examples. So those are two examples. Building community with other people is a really important action. And how do we do that? In lots of ways that I can get to in a moment, but building community is a really, really important piece of action, because we can't actively maintain our stamina by ourselves. You know, human beings are social beings. We may need alone time and restorative time, absolutely. And we are not designed to live in solitary, and we certainly can't maintain hope that way.
The collective we.
Yeah.
And co-creating. And so if I'm listening and I'm not doing great, it's holiday time again, I don't have family, or I'm afraid to have family over because of the pandemic, and I don't know which way to go. I watch the news, and every time I see it, it just makes me more afraid and a lower vibration every time. I don't see any hope out there. And if I meet people on the street, no one's smiling or saying or welcoming to me. What would you say to that person? What hope would you give them?
I would say, first of all, remember that the news, many, many sources of news are money-making businesses, and they have a mission and about news and journalism, and they also have an obligation to make money, and they make more money when they get more readers, which they do when they spread more fear. So recognize that that is not the only perspective, right, is the one that you'll see there. So diversify your news sources and bring some in that are nonprofit if you want to keep up to date. But I want to address what you said, Lisa, about the discouragement and hopelessness, especially at this time of year. We have Omicron. We have, you know, seemingly never-ending pandemic. We have the holidays, which in a good year can just completely wreak havoc with people's hopelessness. And loneliness, these are real issues. I think to do that I would recommend to people who feel really disconnected and isolated and alone is to reach out to someone. Anyone. It doesn't matter whom. It could be that college friend you can't remember anymore, that high school friend that hit you up on Facebook 3 months ago. It could be your neighbor. It could be, you know, your grandchild. It doesn't matter. But reach out to someone and spread a little bit of hope yourself. Fake it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to even believe it. say, spread something positive, because what that does is it helps buoy you a little bit, right? So one of my favorite tools when I go to a party and I'm feeling uncomfortable because, like, I don't know the people, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, in that moment, I feel like that high school freshman, like, socially awkward again, is to go find someone and be of service. Just go find someone and be of service. And you can do that within your home, even if you can't go out because of the pandemic. You can text people. You could call people. You could write a card. Someone you know is sick, or their family member is sick, or someone just lost a family member. Get a card. Doesn't have to say very much. Stick a stamp on it and put it in the mail. That is the one thing that I would say more than anything, reach out. So many people are lonely and isolated right now, and they think they're the only one, and it's just not true. The other thing that I would say is to write a list with a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, not in your head, but to write a list of three things that you're grateful for in that exact moment, in that exact moment. Those are two concrete actions, and the last one that I would say, so reach out to other people, write three things you're grateful for, get outside and get in nature. It doesn't matter what that means. I know it's winter. Get outside and, like, feel a cold icicle. Get outside, look at the sky. Get outside, put your feet on the ground, even if they're in boots. Something about being in nature shifts us.
Yes.
It happens every time to every person I've ever met.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cox. Thank you, Reverend Amy. Well, it's time for a break. Hold on. You just got three tips. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the realm of being this Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being. Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the realm of being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We'll use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefulhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com. We're back on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, with me, Dr. Lisa, and I have my very special guest, Reverend Dr. Amy Cox, who is a priest, a parent, and a policy scholar, discovering the dance steps to life and helping others do the same. Dr. Cox, you've already told us we can find you on Instagram as well as Twitter. Anything else?
And how to find me?
Yes.
I think that's enough.
Okay. We've talked about so many different things. You've just given us tips on how to come out of despair or how to help ourselves by helping other people, by getting outside, and by, what was the third thing? Always are very useful. You also talked about, participating and writing letters to local and federal
Representatives,
politicians, about things that are really bothering you. And what you said is, like, once you get it out there, you're actually taking that action. You talked about action being a co-creation. And you talked about many, many things. So this is a summary if you just start listening. How about creating community? How do we create the community for living the dance of life? How does that happen?
It is such a good question, because we live in a world where we are both more connected than we have ever been before because of the internet, and less connected than we have ever been before because of the internet. And then, of course, now on, layered on top of it is just this crazy time we're living in with the pandemic, where, you know, we see little squares of people on Zoom all the time, but we don't see them in person. And there's just something very two-dimensional about that. And the disconnection that I think so many people feel today has real consequences. It has real consequences for their health, their physical and their mental health. There was some really good research, important research that came out actually before the pandemic even, that talked about the increase in loneliness in the last several years. And I say all this to let listeners know that they are not the only ones feeling this way. In those moments where they do, or those seasons where they do, they are not the only ones feeling this way. It is really a pandemic of its own sort happening in our world right now, this disconnection and lack of community. And the antidote, of course, is to have community, right? But how do we get there, especially if we're already feeling alone and isolated? I think that there's no one recipe to do, but I encourage people to try out lots and lots of things. And it starts really by just building relationships one at a time. And relationships, I think, are built best when people do things together. So being able to have someone that you might go do something with builds that relationship. And then when you invite a third or a fourth person, now all of a sudden you have a whole community. What are those things that we might do? Well, maybe it's saying to someone, you know, I've always wanted to volunteer, you know, to do X, Y, or Z, but I've never really known how to start. Would you want to, like me? Or I've always wanted to write a letter to a member of Congress, but I don't even know how to start. Would you write one with me?
what if we both wrote one? Or, hey, I totally cannot focus on this work anymore. Can we, I know we're still all working remotely, but could we take a coffee break together? If we were in the, you know, building together, this is when I would say, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee. I totally can't even focus anymore. Or if you are working in person, to say, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee and just talk about stupid stuff because, like, my brain is fried. You won't be the only person with a fried brain, you know. I think it's part of why people are – it's one reason, not the only one, of course, but why people are so drawn to professional sporting events, because it feels like community. Even though I don't know these people, because at least we're all here at the game together. We're doing something together. And that's really, I think, the underlying piece, the doing something together. And, you know, I think also, and this is the case about change in the world and social justice as much as it is about building community. My experience is that we do much better when we simply take the actions and focus on the actions, and we don't keep grading ourselves. We don't look at the results. We let the results happen or not happen, but we keep taking the action, and we focus on that piece. Because then what happens is sometimes those relationships build and develop, and sometimes they don't. But when I'm taking the action, that will naturally happen, as opposed to when I'm trying to focus on the results, I so easily can get discouraged. You know, in terms of church communities, there is, of course, more option today than there was pre-pandemic, with a lot of places having services online where you can kind of, like, check it out and see what it's like and see, might this be a place I might try? That can be really useful. I would encourage people not to stay there forever, but to actually try out a place in person at some point. Christmas can be a great time to do that because there tend to be a lot of new people there, so you won't feel quite so much like you're, you know, like everyone knows you're new, because there will be a lot of new people. You know, I can remember when I went back to church as a young adult and started to go regularly, I was going through a hard time in my life, and I used to go and sit in the back pew and just cry, and then I'd run out right before the service was over. And you can do that. Churches have seen that. You won't be the only one that they've ever seen that before. And but, you know, when we do start to join a community, whether that's a community of volunteers or a community of a book group or a community doing, you know, our office work or our for salary or for wages work, you know, how we can build community in any place we're in, and we do it by building relationships bit by bit. And taking a risk and, you know, having, you know, a list in your pocket, in your mental pocket, of a couple things to talk about. No one wants to talk about the weather anymore. Like, we all talk about the weather. Don't talk about the weather. Like, nobody, it's like, kind of like, just doesn't go very far. So, you know, people can talk about, you know, the crazy thing their cat did. People can talk about the crazy thing in the news. People can talk about, you know, thinking maybe I'm going to try a new habit. Do you know how to crochet? I kind of always wanted to learn how to crochet. Who do we know how to crochet? And building those relationships one at a time, that is the thing that breaks down that isolation and builds up that community.
And what I hear you saying is try something, you know, dinner on Zoom, try to, you know, pick up that project where you're sending food to people who need it, you know, send water to people who need water in our country and other countries. All of these things, the service, the co-creation, are part of the community, a community that you can build one step at a time. I cannot believe, like, it's almost time for us to be over, and it has been a wonderful, wonderful hour talking to you.
there are so many wonderful gifts. You're welcome. That were given to our listeners who can take them and they could do them today. They don't have to wait to make their gratitude list in the moment. They can do that right now. And that's what I love about this, the practical things that you can do. And community is built on relationships. And by having a relationship with yourself and reaching that oak leaf out to your neighbor, to your friend, and just intentionally doing it over and over is the way to start. Thank you so much.
Could I just say one thing here at the end to pick up on what you said? You can start wherever you're at. You can do deep breathing when you're waiting in line at the post office. You can write a gratitude list when you're procrastinating at work. You know, you can pray you're in traffic.
Thank you for those few ending tips. A gratitude list anywhere. Thank you. We're out of time, and it went so fast that we ended on tips. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Amy Cox, for sharing this great information about living every day using your gifts. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I had a wonderful time. I want to thank Dr. Pat for the honor of hosting her show. You can join me, Dr. Lisa, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 12 Mountain, 1 Pacific, on Living Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. Have a great day. We will see you back here next time. Thank you, Dr. Cox.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday morning to you. Eddie Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Round It Down. Well, up on, looks like State Route 539 southbound at Smith Road around milepost number 4. A recent collision, partially blocking the right hand of the lane. That's up in the north end. So, good thing though, Whatcom County Sheriff has arrived in the scene and they are taking care of that collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Unapologetically Favored with Courtney Cottrell. Walking your purpose. Are you unapologetically favored? Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Two new studies suggest the Omicron COVID variant could be much less likely to lead to severe illness than the Delta variant. Researchers at Scotland's University of Edinburgh found Omicron's risk of hospitalization is two-thirds that of Delta. A study out of South Africa, where Omicron was first detected, indicates people with Omicron infections are 80% less likely to wind up in the hospital than those who contract other strains of the virus. Senator Chris Coons is the latest lawmaker to test positive for COVID. He tweeted that he has minimal symptoms so far and is optimistic about a quick recovery. Other lawmakers who have recently received positive tests include House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. It's unclear if anyone's heard after a pileup involving over 100 cars in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the crash happened near Osseo today on Interstate 94 and was likely caused by icy and snowy driving conditions. I-94 is still closed in both directions. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
When a flock of geese knocked out two engines on U.S. Airways Flight 1549 right after takeoff from LaGuardia Airport, who would you want in the cockpit? Captain Sully or a pilot on their maiden flight? If Captain Sully was your choice, then experience is important to you. And that's what Voices of Experience with Paul Casey is all about. People with experience in their chosen field. A variety of topics are explored. Tune in to Voices of Experience every Wednesday at 3 p.m. right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk Weather Outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a chance of rain for most of the morning, tapering off by this afternoon to partly cloudy skies. High temperatures around 42, 43 degrees. Tonight, rain will return. Low temperatures down a few degrees, down to about 38. For Friday and Christmas Eve, more clouds and light showers expected. High temperatures around 42. They will last for most of the day. Low temperatures for Friday, down to about 35. For Saturday and Christmas Day, mixed rain and snow, only because those high temperatures are dropping a few degrees, down to about 37. Christmas evening, the snow will continue with those low temperatures dropping even further, down to about 30. Sunday, light snow showers and high temperatures around 33.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Basile. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty Master Chief with the United States Navy. Here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
Hello.
Go ahead, Courtney, take it away.
Hey, this is Courtney Cottrell with the amazing one and only Dr. Pat. Oh, welcome to Unapologetically Favorite. It's been a while. I'm so excited. We're ending a new year, getting ready to walk into our purpose, into a whole new year. And today's show is going to be just exactly about that, right? Unapologetically Favored. What does it truly mean? How you can apply it to your life? How do you know if you're truly, truly, you know, favored? Because people don't really think about how blessed they are in their life, even when you're in your most darkest times. And I know you and I have stories we can share and just, you know, the minor setbacks that we've had in our lives and just which set us up for these major comebacks. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show, and I want to welcome everybody to it and just say, hey, to my friend, Miss Pat, how are you?
Listen. I'm trying to fix myself here. This couldn't have been at a better time.
Right.
Because I know that where we go and what we do, we're going to get setbacks.
Right.
And I was listening to my spiritual man the other day, and he was like, okay, setback is a setup. It's a setup for something greater, 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 greater.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And so for me, that means a gazillion things. But you're going to help us out because Unapologetically Favored sets the stage for never entertaining a definitive in setback mode.
Oh, yeah. You know, and like, people that know me, that I communicate with, that I talk to, strangers even, when I'm in a conversation with somebody and they're telling me about a hard time or a dark place or something that they perceive to be a bad experience for them, I always tell them what you just said. A setback is just a setup for a major comeback. What you're going through does not define you unless you allow it to, unless you lay down and you play, well, with me, unless you lay down and you're just throwing out signals to get attention. You got to rise up out of that. You can't use your temporary position in life or your temporary situation that you might think is a dark time as a crutch. You cannot do that because you will never get ahead. You cannot get ahead when you're dwelling on the past or dwelling on things you cannot control or you can't change. And I'm just excited about this show because not only are we going to talk about, you know, how to overcome all that, because that in itself, if you can make it through those times, believe it or not, you were favored, you were chosen. Because I am a firm believer that nothing is ever going to be put on you more than what you can handle, more than what you can bear, more than what you can withstand. And people need to understand that. And Unapologetically Favored is the title of my book. And I get the question, you know, how did you come up with that title? And it's been this summary of everything, my setbacks and my comebacks. And, oh, man, I'm so excited about this.
All right, let's get to it, because I want to talk with you about how this came to you and why this is such an important, you know, phrase for people to take in. Because what you're inviting everybody to do is you're inviting people to say, I am unapologetically favored. You are inviting people right now, right today, right in this moment, to move forward just being in that, no matter what comes up. But you see, unless you have felt that you are not favored.
Right, right. But you'd be surprised how many people don't realize how blessed and favored they truly are. Yes. You know, I don't care if you're laid in a hospital bed. I don't care if you're down to your last dollar in your bank account. I don't care if all four tires on your car are flat. If the fact that you still woke up this morning and you took a breath, that you opened your eyes, that you got a call from a parent, a sister, a brother, a grandparent. Somebody out there does not have what you have at this moment. You're blessed. You're favored. You might be in that area, but, you know, you're in an area to learn a lesson. And I say evolve or repeat it. You're going to learn the lesson. It's going to make you stronger. It's like working out, right? Mm-hmm. You work out every day. You get your muscles sore. It hurts. You know, you can't walk up the stairs. Leg day is terrible. But you don't realize how great it turns you out to be in the long run.
Oh, my gosh. It's so interesting you brought that up, because you have an awakening story. But, you know, I play a sport that I hold on to something with my hands. And it's my shake hand.
Uh-huh.
And so we're not shaking a lot of hands these days.
Right.
I go back a couple of years, people would shake my hand and they'd say, girl, what kind of work do you do? Because the calluses across the hand, right? They're like, you have some part-time job. What are you doing? But all of this is part of being awake. Tell us about what awakening means to you and how that happened.
So everybody in life has a different story. You have a different path in life. You know, what you've been through in your life, I probably won't go through in my life. But somehow, because we've both been through things, we can relate on that aspect. But there's a point in life, and it's not going to come at the same time for everybody, but there will be a point in your life, if it hasn't happened already, it doesn't matter what age you are, where you're going to sit down and stop and say, you know what? When I look back over my life and I think things through, you've come out of all that darkness. Somebody pulls you up to greatness. You achieved what people said you were not going to be able to achieve. You did what people doubted you would be able to do. You got that promotion when you were denied the first time. You bought that car when they told you you would never have a brand new car. The people that got, at some point in your life, you're going to wake up and say, you know what? Oh, I really did that. And you're like, how did I do that? You won't know how. That's your favor. That's your blessing. But it comes at a different point for everybody. The timing is not going to be everybody's timing. But that awakening piece is so important when you realize it. And then you understand that every bad situation you go through is not a bad situation. Every rejection is for your protection. You might not know it or understand it at that time, but once you push forward, it's going to make you think like, you know what? That really wasn't a bad situation. So the next time you get into a dark situation, it's not going to be negative. You're still going to see the positive, the silver lining in it, because you've already been through that, you know? So it's, awakening is so important. It is so important. It's a turning point in your life, I can say that.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this here is what I love about it is that people think that I have been through the fire once. No. So look, here's the way it works. There is a pathway that has been laid out for some sort of thing you want to do great in this world, whether it's a service, I don't know what it is. It's different. And in order for you to get that, right, for you to catch that rainbow, in order for that to happen, the divine knows that you have no biceps, Pat. There's no way that that little teeny bicep thing that you're carrying around in your spirit, like flabby biceps, spirit biceps, that is not going to get you this vision and dream you have. So let's start by building up that muscle. And then you build it up, and you realize I built up, Lord have mercy, the shoulders are like weaker than...
Oh,
right?
It doesn't stop. Oh, yeah.
But you didn't turn away. You didn't walk away, did you?
That was the awakening. That was my awakening. You know, I was talking about this, but they understand, so once you build up that bicep, though, it doesn't stop. Your bicep is strong, so now we're going to work on, like you just said, the shoulders. You're going to continuously go through a hard, not continuously, but there's going to be different points in your life that are going to be hard times. You know, and some people are going to see your face, they're like, oh, yes. You're going to go through those hard times, but each step, each, you know, accomplishment, each push through that you do in your life past that trials and tribulations is setting you up for greatness for the next part. And, you know, earlier in past podcasts, I was talking about how, you know, we always ask for things, right? We ask for things in life. We want to be great. We want to be remembered. We want to have a legacy. But you can't get there without going through something first, so that when you get that thing at the end, everything that you went through that was hard makes you appreciate what you get in the end. But see, we don't want to go through all the pain. We just want things to, you know, instant gratification. We don't want to put in the work, don't want to be let down, don't want our feelings hurt, because it hurts, right? It's painful. But we need that to make us stronger. We need that in order to get to our blessing and get to our favor. It's just something that we have to work through. You got to work out that bicep, girl. Work out that bicep.
I know. And, you know, let me ask you this question, because as we take a look and we're looking ahead, because we are wrapping this year up.
Oh, yes.
And some people are saying, oh, I'm so glad we're wrapping this year up, as mm-hmm. if we're going to wake up on January 1st and some magic pill, shout out
right.
for the Matrix coming on the thing today. I think it's today, Benny. But we're not going to be like in the Matrix where you got the red one and the blue one. January going to come.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to say to folks before we go to break to get us ready so that we use the muscles we built and we don't atrophy?
Right.
What do you want to say before we go to break to people?
Well, I just want to add that question is, what are you going to do? What are you going to change about you personally that's going to make you better come January 2022? That's the question that we need to know. What are you going to be unapologetic about? What are you not going to say, oh, I'm sorry for, and stand firm in it? Because we have to stop feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling sorry and shameful of our past and our history and who we are. We have to own that. But that's what pushes us forward and makes us truly, truly successful. So why are you going to be unapologetically about walking into 2022?
Yeah.
That's going to be my thing.
Oh, man. Let's take a short break and we come back. What are you ready to walk into? And let's just say this, because, you know, we're not just talking to anybody today in the show. You know, we're talking to someone that understands what it means to face rejection, that understands what it means to be successful. Active duty United States Navy Master Chief.
Oh, yes.
Unapologetically favored, a woman, a leader, a testimony, motivational book writer. You could tell from her show that when she gets fired up, this is about the message and about helping us with the madness. So let's wake up, let's turn up, and let's bless up.
Bless
when
up.
We come back, you just don't want to walk now. You want to walk with your head up high.
Yes.
You've got to walk with your head up high. Not look at the past, not wish you could have done this, not mm-hmm. thinking about what you maybe could repair. It has been a time of loss, but our theme here at the network is 2022.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you, a new, renewed. We don't have this in our tagline, but I'm going to say it. Unapologetically favored you. Let's take a short break. Courtney Cottrell, would you write
it? Yes. Gotta get.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light Show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll, that future flow, that digital spit, next level visual.
Everybody, we're back. We're unapologetically favors back.
Yes, welcome back.
Okay, did you, when we were gone, did you all sit up a little straighter maybe? Did you maybe think, okay, she's telling me to stand up straight or sit up straight? I mean, did you do something where you can just put your shoulders back and just breathe that sense of favor?
Oh, yeah.
What does that feel like, Courtney? But before we do that, look, you mentioned your book.
Oh, yeah.
People, you're also working with folks. You're an extraordinary person to work with, but we need to tell folks how they get a hold of you and work with you.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So I am on every social media account you can probably find in America right now. Facebook, you can find me under Unapologetically Favored. Twitter, you can find me on You Favored, E-D. Instagram is Unapologetically C-A-K. And I also have a couple of books out that are on Amazon right now, Barnes & Noble's, Target, Walmart. You can Google that as well. And I currently will have a book coming out in January. January 11th is going to be a drop date. And it's called Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. So I am looking forward to that, as well as a brand-new updated website where you can really, really get down to the meat and potatoes of what I do and follow me. So that is going to be so, so exciting for me. I'm so excited to share that with everybody. So unapologeticallyfavorite.net will be the website that's going to launch.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Yeah, I don't know why my video keeps being turned off. I think it's just like every. I think we all just need to focus on what you got to say, because I'm like, I'm like excited for you.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to the book drop.
I mean, don't you love that?
I do.
I mean, don't you love that?
I love the feedback I get from the strangers and my friends that tell me, oh my gosh, you know what you said. I can totally relate. I felt like you were speaking to me. And I'm like, I'm speaking to anybody who needs to hear this. And a lot of times, we all need to hear something that we don't think we need to hear.
Yeah.
That is my thing. That's what I do.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about how important the energy of Unapologetically Favorite is as we go from this year to next. My sense is for myself, this is a time to get things done that you've been kind of sitting on not getting done in your personal life.
Right.
And I know why people have held back at that. But it's also this incredible time for newness, new website, new book, this newness. Yes. You know, so when we talked about coming up with our theme, 2022, it's all about you, but it's all about the new you.
Right.
How does that energy feel to you? And, you know, how can we help people know they are favored? Because I think that's one of the trickiest things, Courtney, right there.
Oh, yeah. So I speak about this all the time in mentorial conversations with proteges. I mean, even my mom, I know I talk to her about it as well. Because we, again, we overlook the small things that we accomplish in life. And you can't take the small things for granted because those small things are what is setting you up for your destiny, your blessing, your favor. And we don't realize that what we have, a lot of people don't have. What we've accomplished, a lot of people haven't accomplished. What you do, a lot of people can't do, and we take it for granted. We really take it for granted. And knowing your favorite is just like I said earlier. First of all, when you wake up in the morning, if you are blessed enough to wake up this morning, you were favored, you were chosen to live another day, to have another chance at life, to correct any wrongs that may have happened. You know, if you are granted something that you wished for, you hoped for, or even you, I could say you worked for, because, you know, we start talking about that. A lot of people will say, oh, you know, it was good luck. No, it was preparation. It was hard work. It wasn't good luck. I had to put in on this, but you weren't there by my side when I was working towards this. You just see the end, and all you can say is, oh, it was just good luck. But you don't know the nights I lost sleep, the friends that stopped talking to me as I leveled up in my life, the family members I fought because I was not going to give it to them when they asked me for it because I was trying to work on me. You know, you have to be protective of your peace, protective of your energy, because the more you give and give and give and give, you drain yourself and there's nothing left for you to survive on. And that's when you start having those setbacks and you sit down. But being able to get through your trials and tribulations and rise up from that darkness that you've been sitting in, you have been favored. And you should never, this is that unapologetically peace that I love, you should never have to apologize for what you've been through in your life, because that is what made you who you are at this moment. That piece is what's going to get you to your final destination, no pun intended, but that's what's going to get you to where you want to be in life. You know, and see the unapologetic piece, it comes with you having to be vulnerable. And that's a scary thing because you have to acknowledge a feeling or some feelings within yourself that connect to a dark place in your life, something that you might have been ashamed about. And you have to own that without fear. So you have to be unapologetic about all those setbacks. You have to be because that if you didn't have those setbacks, if I was not, you know, in a dark place in my life, I would not be right here on this podcast today.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. I'm telling you, like, the one thing I love is that as I get older, I'm reminded of how fear feels. I'm reminded of it. So what I love about that is people say, oh, fear. No. Feel that fear for a nanosecond. Remember when it was in your life and remember how it didn't stop you because the energy shift now, I mean, if you talk to any astrology person, like all my astrology friends, they will spend hours telling you about the planets that are lining up and this and that, but everybody has the same message. What we've gone through for the past 2 years was a setback to set us up for an energy that is very hard to describe. But it's the energy that had you sit down and write a book, right?
Oh, yeah.
Website.
Oh, yes. It's funny how like, all that happened because the website that I had previously, the gentleman that was running it, he kind of fell off the earth. I couldn't find him.
I just talked to somebody. I was just talking to one of her at the house. Yeah, the same thing.
She's like crazy, right? I don't know what happened. And I started to get upset. And I said, no, Courtney, don't get upset. It's a reason why this happened, because now that you're about to go, you know, have a new website, maybe this is what you needed to continue your progress into being successful. So you started off small. Okay, now you passed the test on that. Now we're about to set you up for something greater. But it's going to be a little pain in the middle while you're getting set up for greatness, because you're going to lose your website, everything that came with it. But I'm not mad. You know, it's just, and that's what I'm talking about. When it comes to the small things, you can't get mad, because it's so. And I had a girlfriend text me one day. She said, Courtney, is there anybody that you listen to that motivates you, that inspires you? And it was so funny. And I think kind of halfway conceited. And I said, yeah, myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you going through? So I sent her, you know, motivational text message and everything. And I don't know what she was going through, but if somebody emails me, I'm like, you're having a rough time. We have to learn how to stop pushing against the grain and just trust the process of your life. Because when you start pushing against what's supposed to naturally happen and fall into place, you disturb the energy, you disturb the peace, and you could possibly be blocking your blessings. You're possibly blocking what you need to launch you into success, because you want to do what you want to do and not let life drive you, right?
It is crazy. I mean, it's so interesting, because doesn't it show up in, like, a lot of really unexpected ways? Let me give you a really weird thing. You know, I shared this on a show a week or so ago, you know, where we had somebody that, you know, saw our media kit and said, that's not possible. You can't have that many people come to your website. Nobody has that much traffic. And it was really a bit like that's like false. And it was enough for me to call Nick, my server person, and I called Nick, and I said, okay, just give me, like, a ton of reports. I need, like, I don't know how he does it. He goes into Cloudflare, and he just does some, runs the, we got 10 websites. So I said, you got to give me something. And he runs them, and he sends them to me. And I looked at him, and I didn't read the numbers right. You know, I texted Nick back, and I said, okay, what is that? 19,000 per day, per hour? What is that? And he made like a little snarky little comment. Like, I don't know if it was you need to put your glasses on, or something like you need a vacation, or was like something like that. And he said, that's not a K by the end of that number. That's an M. And I just thought, okay, here we got somebody that needed to just rub me up the side of my head, because I don't pay it. I don't do this for the numbers, Courtney.
Right.
I don't. I mean, it's important to you all to know how many come to the website. But I'm like, I need to launch 10 new channels, so I'm over there.
Right.
But that little request turned into a level of awareness that we didn't even know.
Right.
And I think that if we don't stop and do what you just said, if we get angry, comments somebody's going to make, or every rejection. I was rejected in my doctoral program. I was rejected by 23 schools. And I was put on a wait list for Claremont, which was my first school. And I was like, this is not going to happen.
Right.
But that wasn't the plan. The universe knew that my first school, I should have stopped there. I didn't need to spend, $30 an application?
That's a lot of money.
And it was so funny, because Columbia, who I got my master's from, I had already been accepted into the program. But I sent it to the wrong department. See, what if, and I want to talk to you about this when we come back one day, what if that upset was really an upsell? Upsell on your life. That's like upsell, S-E-L-L, right? Got it? What if every upset or thing that shows up to give you a frowny face Mm-hmm. Stop for a minute and think about it and say, ooh, where am I going to be upselling in my life? When we mm-hmm. take a break, we're going to come back. When we come back, have you ever been sick and miraculously healed?
Ooh.
Have you ever been broke and money shows up?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever wanted to throw in the towel and think I'm never going to make it? But you're 13 years old and you've just had your second child.
Mm.
Something saves you from that because you realize that life is so, so juicy. When we come back, Courtney's going to walk us through unapologetically amazing.
Mm.
Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy O'Bear. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy O'Bear. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your guests to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Courtney, take us on. Let's talk about what are we, first of all, everybody, you're listening to Unapologetically Favored with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat. I get to sit in the second seat with her on this. But before we get rolling here, because, you know, what we're getting ready to talk about now is we're getting ready to talk about, you know, what this means if you are ready to take the pledge, so to speak. Right? But before we do that, you've already taken the pledge. You got a brand new book. You got some new stuff coming out.
Oh, yes.
You're ready for 2022.
I'm ready.
Come on, tell us what that is now.
So I have expanded my brand, and I'm so excited. So Unapologetically Favored has a gift shop, and you can find it on shopfavored.net. And on this website, there are, you know, apparel, sweatshirts, hoodies, T-shirts, with my motivational sayings and just uplifting, empowering quotes. There's coffee mugs, tote bags, stationery, wall art. Just check it out. Enjoy yourself. And also, all the way through Christmas, you can get 15% off of everything on this site with the code HOLIDAY21. Also in January, my third book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, How to Own Your Power and Level Up, will drop everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the bookstores. And that is going to be I call it my motivational workbook. But if you are ready to meet yourself again for the first time, this is the book you need in your life to help you walk in your purpose for the year 2022 and just live your life unapologetically favored, which is our topic today. So I am excited for everyone to check that out. Please leave me feedback on anything that you come across with my name on it, my social media. I am here for you. I love it.
Let's take it to the next level here. Let's talk about where we are, the title of the book, and what we need to do to get ready, because getting ready is part of it. Ready, set, go.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that was a sprinter, right, back in the mm-hmm. day, like out of the gate, and she would tell me that the most important part was the ready part. Now, I never understood that because I'm about as slow as you get running. You know, whenever I got on base, they'd say, get somebody else to run for her. But she would tell me about the mechanics of this, and actually she helped me mm-hmm. quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But she could run. Mm-hmm. And she said, you ever see people sitting down there and they getting ready to run at the Olympics, and do you ever watch them, like, fiddle with their fingers exactly right? You ever see what they do, that preparation with the fingers? And she would mm-hmm. say to me, when you get ready, that's when all of the years of work that you've done need to be thought about. You're ready. Tell us about getting ready.
Right. Getting ready, and it could come in many shapes, forms, sizes, events, trials, and tribulations for everybody, because it's going to be different. But that getting ready piece is the hardest thing that you'll ever have to do. Getting ready for this podcast for me, getting ready for all these books that I'm launching, that my motivational apparel line, my branding, to get ready for Courtney, I had to go through some trials and tribulations. I had to go through some setbacks, some suicidal contemplations, some people telling me, no, I wasn't going to be able to get it. No, I didn't deserve it. I lost friends. I lost family members. I lost people around me that I thought were my supporters or turned out to be my haters. But that piece was me getting ready for this greatness that I'm in right now. And that is what's going to be hard. So you have to make sure your life is aligned. You have to make sure your fingers are in the right place. Your feet sit firmly, you know, in the little device that they use to latch themselves when they need to run. But that getting ready piece is just the hardest part of getting to your success, getting to your blessing, your destination, your favor. And once you get there and you look back, again, you need to be unapologetic about everything that you went through. You need to be unapologetic about the friends that no longer suited you, that you had to put to the side because they were not leveling up when you were trying to do better for yourself. They were misery loves company, right? So you will encounter the people that want to hold you down or tell you what you can't do instead of telling you what you can do. Be unapologetic about letting family members go that are sucking more out of you than that are given to you. Be unapologetic about walking off that job that's not suiting you anymore. But that is probably what you need to help you launch into to the next level. And, you know, during a break when you and I were talking about that fear tactic, that fear is what's going to hold you back and block you from achieving your next blessing. And it's like, I get it, you know. The fear scares me, of course. But, again, trusting the process of life.
Yeah.
Trusting, you know, just the process of life. You have to. If not, you're going to block blessings every day and not realize it.
Presence, and your presence has a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that right there, because we don't really believe that. We don't think that our presence has a purpose. We think that your presence uh-huh. has a purpose, that Dr. Mm-hmm. God's presence, maybe Benny, maybe Olivia. But, like, the person, tell us about how they need to really upsell themselves, right? This is where we got to upsell ourselves to ourselves if we're not believing it. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So sometimes in life, you know, as you're walking around and you're going through the motions of the day, emotions of your life, you get complacent and you don't realize that there's a reason why you're here. We don't see it because we're just going through the motions. We're not woke yet. We don't have that third eye. Our vision isn't really, really clear, but your presence has a purpose at that point in time in your life, whether it's for you to learn a lesson that you've been, you know, not really paying attention to and wondering why you keep repeating the same cycles in your life over and over and over again, whether it's because you were supposed to cross paths with somebody that was to get you to where you want to go, whether, you know, somebody was supposed to find you and tell you what you needed to hear, not what you want to hear. Or maybe you were an inspiration or are an inspiration for somebody who needs you at that very moment. But we have to wake up with a clear vision and like a life's clear vision to understand that, because your presence is just not to just be mundane and flatline your way through your life. Your presence is to understand why you're here, whether it's to, you know, start a new business, you know, mentor somebody who needs you, start a nonprofit organization, be a motivational speaker, hold hands and tell somebody, you know what, I can't relate to what you're going through. I'm glad you told me, and I will be here whenever you want to talk. That is your purpose for your life at that moment. But we have to see that, and we don't, because we wake up and just go with the flow. We don't get into it, and we need to get into it in order to see it. So your presence has a purpose, and your purpose has a present. All that is deep. It goes more than just that.
Sometimes we lay our situations down in front of us. You know, I've talked to somebody the other day. If you heard me talk about the time when I was younger, when I was 17, I was homeless, and I shared
right.
a couple of stories about that. Homeless, jobless, penniless, whatever that word is, struggling, whatever that word is, you know, we think that we have to become those things. But what you help us understand is we don't have to become those things
no.
because we were never meant to become them. Let's talk about when life shows up, Courtney.
I tell people, your past does not define your future. What you go through does not define who you are. How you handle it does define your character, though. So, again, you can either allow those trials and tribulations to sit you on your butt and you wallow in self-pity or just say, I can't get up. Or you can say, you know what? I'm stronger than this. I'm better than this. My purpose in life is for me to have more than this. And that's what you do. But, see, when you were sitting down there, you were just building enough strength to get back up. And once you get back up, there's nothing else that you cannot not do, you know, because you're built for it. You were given that opportunity. You passed that test, and now you're just going to the next level. But being unapologetically favored, because I just love this. I love it. You know, it is walking into 2022 is that piece where you have to say, you know what, I'm showing up unapologetic because I went through hell and high water to get to where I'm at, to have what I have, to know what I know, to be in this, you know, loving relationship. So whatever it is that you're going through, you have to be unapologetic about all the bad that came with that to get there. Because if it wasn't for that bad that you went through, you would not be where you're at today.
I want to ask you about Bless Up, and we're going to skip the break. I want to ask you about the book because I love the term Bless Up. I love that mm-hmm. term. And you have to be inspired to come mm-hmm. forward with that term. Tell us mm-hmm. what brought those tears to your eyes to be in such deep gratitude for that.
Because, you know, it's some days where, and I know I'm not the only one, and everybody that is under the sound of my voice can probably relate to at least one experience in your life or one place in your life where you're like, I don't deserve what I have. You know, you don't think you were good enough to get it or... It could have been me that was 6 feet that got put 6 feet under. But somehow, some way, I came out on top. I pulled through. And when it comes to the bless up part, give thanks. Always have gratitude. Even in your darkest times, your darkest days, always be appreciative that you're still standing, that you are able to have a dark time, because some people can't even have a dark time because they're not here. But it made me grateful for all those dark times because I'm here. I'm doing what I love. I love what I do, so it's definitely not working for me. It's not work. I'm having fun with this. but pay it forward, bless it forward. You know, I had some girlfriends before I came up here in my Christmas vacation that put out on social media how they were getting together to go to a restaurant to just put a massive amount of tip money together and bless a waiter or waitress unbeknown to them. So they chose a restaurant, and I think they did it, I would say the 23rd, they did it 2 days ago. They were supposed to do it 2 days ago. And to go and just bless somebody by giving them a huge tip for the holidays. When I say I was just like, that is so amazing, that is how we bless up. Be grateful. Pay it forward. Bless it forward because you have it. Share it with somebody else and be a blessing to them. Because I'm a firm believer that whatever you give, whatever you put out to the atmosphere is what you're going to get back. Attitudes, negativity, positivity, blessings, but whatever you throw out there is what's going to rain back down on you. So wake up every day. Turn up. Be excited about life. Wake up every day to live, not living to die. And bless up. Be grateful. Be grateful.
There are two things that you mentioned. I would like for you to speak to them here. One of the things you say is delayed, not denied. And then the other thing you say is never let your emotions speak before your intelligence. And I think those two things are really related. And those are in your book. So tell us about those.
So delayed, not denied, I had a retired master chief that told me that one day. He used to speak about that. And it stuck with me for years. Because if you know what, it makes sense. So, you know, I talk about the instant gratification, and, you know, when I do this in the Navy, we have like a coaching program, and I speak about how the generations, like our younger generation now, instant gratification, right? I call it the Amazon Prime era, because everybody wants to order their stuff today and get it tomorrow. They don't want to wait for it instantly. They want to have it. But we need to realize that our life, the measuring stick of our life, is not the same as the next person. So just because you see, I don't know, person A over here getting what you wanted doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. It just might not be your time. Because, again, you might not have passed the test at that moment through your travel towards your success, and you might have to have a setback in order to have that comeback. So when I was, you know, with my promotion in the Navy, it took me a while. About six tries, not even six tries, but six different kind of selection board to actually make the rank of E9. But I was never upset about it because I was delayed, not denied. I didn't retire as, you know, an E8. And it was like, oh, they just never gave it to me. I was still successful, and I kept going. I didn't let myself off the brake. And that's what we need to do. Don't get discouraged. It's just not your time, but you will get it. The moment you stop working for it, that's the moment you'll never get it.
I love this other thing, too. Let's, like, wrap it up. Let's bring it home with this here, right? Because this goes back to my little bicep example, but that was really lame. That was lame compared to it. You say this, and I don't think I could say the word, but I'm just going to say it. It's like life is like a flagpole. The higher up to go, the more your butt will show.
Yes.
And I love that because that so explains why, for some people, we have our sights up here, right? But it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through stumbling blocks. I mean, when I interviewed Jack Canfield a number of years ago, he told that story about being rejected, what is it, like 163 times?
It's crazy.
And he and Mark decided to go to this last, like something in Florida, and it was the last booth.
Right.
On the way out, and they kind of walked by that booth and said, oh, my gosh, another day. Everybody rejected us. But they went to that last booth for the chicken soup for the soul. And, man, that was it, right? Because their vision was, and so what was the test? The test is, are you going to give up on a dream you know is a dream? So take us home, you know, so we can hold up unapologetically favored and blessed.
Right. So the flagpole, as you start walking in your purpose in the year 2022, once you become unapologetic for all the favor, all the blessings in your life, people are going to start seeing you in a different manner. They'll make side comments, smirks, tell you what you can't do. As you are climbing this flagpole, as you are being raised to the top of your life, you're going to have people at the bottom that are going to be watching you. They can see everything that you do. They're going to talk about you. You're going to lose friends.
And it's the people at the bottom that are wishing for your downfall because misery loves company. But we all got the same 86,400 seconds in a day. You know, like what you do with your time is on you. It's up to you. So as you go up this flagpole, everybody's going to be watching. And it's just like when it comes to the celebrities as well. Because they're so high up there, people put them on these pedestals, people watch. And the minute they say something wrong, the minute they post something crazy on social media, they want to drag them down. They want to drag them through the mud. And when you are becoming successful in your life, you will have that. You are going to have that because everybody is watching you as you are being raised to the top of the flagpole in your life. The higher up you go, the more your behind will show. But you have to get ready, be prepared, and be unapologetic about all the phases that's going to come with that.
Look, let's talk about the new book. There's a lot of things we can say. There's a lot of things we can say about, you know, what does it mean never to be afraid? There's a lot of things to say about what it means to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
But bring us home here for the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about what nerve this book hits that so many people have felt. I mean, you ever get a nerve pain, Courtney?
Right? Sciatic nerves. Oh, yes,
okay.
I know.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say. You're coming through with a remedy for a nerve that's been hit over and over and over and over again. Bring us home. Tell us about what we can do 2022 to be a new you.
Renew you. So Never Be Afraid, I actually had that book done for like a whole year, but I could not find a title, right? And I said, this title needs to have like a meaning. And I was going back through all my social media posts. I think it was on Instagram, and I saw that Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. And I said, you know what? That's all encompassing for me because this book is like my second book, but it's steroids. In order for us to walk in our purpose as a, you know, renewed, energized you for the year of 2022, you have to be confident in who you are. Because there are going to be times where you're going to be tested. It's going to be times you might be the only one, woman, male, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you know, student, executive, whatever it is, you might just be the only one in some category. And we know when that happens, we get a little intimidated. We're scared to speak up and speak out. We're scared to kind of, you know, just mingle. We shy away from it. Not in the year 2022. You got to have confidence. You got to be able to say, you know what, I'm the only one. But again, my presence has a purpose. That's the reason why I'm here, because it was meant for me to be here. Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone is that book that is going to have you do a little self-reflection, a little motivation, and meet yourself again for the very first time, you know, by just answering questions like, what brings you happiness? What legacy do you want to leave on this earth when you're no longer here? You have a birth date and an end date. What is that line, that dash in between those two things going to represent about you? Just from self reflection questions in order for you to meet yourself, be unapologetic, and be able to have that confidence to show up in 2022 unafraid. Even if I got to eat alone and it's by myself because my friends fell off when I was being raised to talk on my flagpole, I have the confidence to do so. I'm not scared. I'm showing up wholehearted and unapologetic about everything and about who I am. Either take it or leave it.
I love that. I mean, thank you, first of all, for bringing this powerful message today. Secondly, thank you for taking pen in hand, putting words on paper so that we can follow along.
Yeah.
I so love that you are so inspired by being inspiring. That's really the beauty of what I love. How do we find out about you? How do we get a copy of the book? And what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
So to find out about me right now, you can actually go on to my gift shop website. It's shopfavorites.net. I have my books on there as well. And that's a temporary website. It's going to be kind of like merged into my actual brand new website that's coming out in the year of 2022, unapologeticallyfavorite.net. My books will be on there as well. If you want to follow me on social media, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Oh, my goodness, LinkedIn, I think I'm everywhere. probably everywhere. But, you know, my number one message that I want to leave to people is your past does not define you. The moment you allow that to happen to you, you know, that's going to be pretty much like the stopping point for any success that you want in life. What does define you is how you, you know, handle it. How do you rise up out of that and use that test that you went through as a testimony for somebody else that might be going through the same thing that you're going. And the question is, you know, as we go on to 2022, what are you going to do different to become a new you? To be energetic about walking into 2022, no more giving in to the people that were sucking life away from you, but actually concentrating on you as an individual.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep walking in your purpose.